Horny by Elizabeth the Comic Book Babe. Read by Elizabeth the Comic Book Babe. Lisa had been walking past the park when the sensation started hitting her. "Not now," she muttered to herself. "I'm nowhere near home." She tried to think of her training. She breathed slowly and capably. In through the nose, out through the mouth, she told herself. Her knees were getting so weak, and she needed to walk faster, but found it harder and harder to progress further. The sensations were building stronger. She had to do something. Lisa walked slowly up to the post near the river, almost as if she was shouldering off a busy highway. Carefully, she got up on the concrete slab and into a meditation pose. She was breathing and doing what she could to control her heartbeat. "I am not aroused. My feelings don't control me." She bit her lip as she tried to concentrate without thinking. Her nipples poked and became swollen, almost like a snap of the fingers. She whimpered softly and quickly took a breath in. Air shuddered out from her pursed lips as she felt her biceps pump. "I am not aroused. My feelings control me." Her legs squeezed into her shorts. "I am not thinking of Amy's tits." Her own breasts doubled in size, the spaghetti strap digging slightly into her shoulders. No matter how round and full those fun bags of pleasure are. Lisa's shoes were digging around her arches. She was trying her hardest not to think about them when she heard one of the laces snap. "God, I just want to bury my face in them." That was it. That was the moment she lost control. Her abs tightened. One of the straps of her tank top popped over her shoulder. "I am aroused. My feelings do control me." She was talking faster now, trying to keep the growth from overtaking her. But the mantra had the opposite effect. "I am aroused. My feelings dominate me." Her jean shorts were splitting up the sides. Her ever-hulking body was getting harder and harder to contain. "I am horny. My feelings drive me." The fly of her shorts burst open. Her arms pulsed with power. "I'm fucking horny." Her clothes burst to threads around her. "I'm gonna fuck Amy so fucking hard tonight that she's going to melt in her tiny little panties. She's going to be my plaything for the rest of her fucking life." Lisa, the lesbian love goddess, stood up at about 8 feet tall, muscles pounding and pulsing all over, huge tits heaving up and down with her breath. A pure example of powerful femininity. People all around her were backing up slowly. She pounded her way back home, ready to give Amy the fucking of a lifetime. Lisa's phone fell to the ground, and behind the cracked screen there was a pic from Amy. Full-on cleavage, her nipples about to poke over the top of her low-cut top, her hand wrist-deep in her own shorts. And the message said, "Hurry home. I need you."